Why does God sometimes seem to not answer our prayers? Why does he remain absent? Does he listen? Does he even hear? Is he there? So often, our prayers to God for the things that we need are met with nothing but radio silence. Or even worse, more static. Just a very increase in the pain that our prayers were offered to remedy. So where's God? In my experience, the greatest cause of most people's crisis of faith, most of all, more than anything else, is not a difficulty in accepting proofs for God's existence. No. It's not a difficulty in accepting the teachings of sacred scripture or the teachings of the church. No, those are actually really easy. Or is it even the bad behavior of those who are supposed to speak for the church? No, it's not it either. People struggle with faith in God most of all because they have begged him for help in times of great need and have received what amounts to absolutely nothing in return. Nothing. So where's God? Does he want us to pray? Doesn't he want us to ask him for things? I mean, if he does, it'd be nice for him to show up once in a while. Let us reflect for a moment on what prayer to God actually even means. So let's experiment. Let's experiment. Let's imagine for a few moments. Imagine a world where we would only pray to God when we knew that he would grant our requests. And then if he failed to grant our requests, we simply stopped praying. Imagine this world. Let us ask ourselves, in such a world, why would we pray? Would we really pray to God simply because he is God, the source of all truth and goodness? Or rather, would we pray to God as a means to our own ends? We pray to God as a tool simply to supply our own need. Truly, in such a world, our prayer to God would be only an instrument for attaining not more God, but merely more of ourselves. Or again, let's push the experiment even further. In such a world where we would cease praying whenever God stopped answering our prayers, what would God be for us? Would we then truly acknowledge God as the source of all our being, all that we have and all that we are? Or rather, would we simply treat God more like a heavenly dispenser of stuff, some divine Santa Claus in the sky that just gives gifts to us? Truly, in such a world, our prayer to God would be only an exercise in our own self-seeking. Or again, let's push the experiment even further. Let's imagine a world where God gave good things only to people who prayed to him and gave bad things only to people who didn't pray to him. In such a world, why would we pray? Would we really pray because we love God? Or rather, would we pray because we were afraid of God? Would we pray because we were afraid of what God would do to us if we didn't? Would we? That's not a God who should be loved. That's a God to be feared. In such a world, it would not be God we truly love above all things, but rather ourselves. So what does God want from us then? What is it that God wants? Most of all, our Heavenly Father desires not merely our prayer requests, but our hearts. He desires our hearts. Not only our prayers, but our faith that underlies our prayers. That's what God really, really wants. Our Heavenly Father loves us too much just to remain some divine Santa Claus in the sky to give us what we need. No, He loves us so much that He will never stop seeking us until He is our only love as well. Our only love, the God to whom we turn only because He is all goodness and He is all truth. Let us look at the scriptures. What do the scriptures tell us? In our first reading, the people of Israel were fighting the ancient Amalekites, and they were losing. Interestingly, they were only victorious through the persistent and constant devotion of Moses, their leader, who held his hands up in prayer and in intercession for the people. As long as Moses' hands were raised, they win. His hands fall, they lose. In the gospel, our Lord Jesus tells a parable about a dishonest judge who finally delves out justice to a poor widow, not because of compassion for her, or not because of justice in his own heart, but rather because of her persistent prayer, her constant, incessant begging for the things that she needed. And then the evangelist adds, Jesus told his disciples this parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. Friends, God knows everything that we need before we ask Him. God does not need us to remind Him of our needs, nor do our prayers to Him add anything to His ability to provide for us. No, God wants our faith. He wants our hearts. Now listen to what our Lord says as He ends this parable. He does not then command out of obedience for His disciples to pray. No, He asks a question. He says, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth? Will He find faith? Friends, the one who prays then is not the one who afterwards simply gets the trophy and wins the trophy of all that he asked for. No. The one who prays has won already. He's won already because by virtue of his prayer, he has already turned to the God, the only one who matters, God. The one who prays has won already because by virtue of his prayer, he has placed his heart and soul into the hands of the one who is all good and all true. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The one who prays has already received. The one who prays has turned to God. Now, the one who has faith may indeed then rejoice when he does receive the good things that he has prayed for. Indeed, the one who has faith rejoices. But even more, the one who has faith, even when he does not receive the good things he has prayed for, he rejoices. Why? He rejoices because even the silence is not silent for him. Even the emptiness is full for him. He rejoices because the silence is filled with the peace of God, the will of God, the very presence of God. Brothers and sisters, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in our hearts? Will he find in us a people who love him above all? Or will he find just those people who love all those things that he gives us? Let us have faith in Yah. He is our Father. He is our all-powerful Lord and Creator. When he comes again, let us not be surprised. Let's not be surprised at his coming. Let us be waiting in prayer. Because he is all goodness, and only those who pray can receive him. Amen.